At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road. Get in
zone, AutoZone. So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone. Get in
zone, AutoZone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. HaneyUniversity.com, if you want to get better at golf, that's the place you can do it. Sign up for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis. And all the information you need to know about getting golf lessons from me is at HaneyUniversity.com. So go there and check it out. All right, PGA Tour has started up. At Maui, the Century, I don't know what it's called. It used to be called Century Tournament of Champions, except they got guys in there that haven't won, which is a little bit peculiar, but they needed to make the field bigger, so they did it by including like everybody that made the FedEx Cup playoffs and this and that. And I don't really have a problem with that. It used to be a big deal. It's not anymore. It's interesting to me how I thought you had to play in like a certain amount of tournaments, and there was going to be like some deal if you don't play, you got issues with the PGA Tour, and you're not going to get your PIP money, and you're not going to qualify for this, and you're not going to qualify for that, and it's interesting. I mean, where's Rory? Why isn't he at the Century? Anyway, then maybe they changed that rule. I don't know. They're changing rules so fast. I can't keep up with it on the PGA Tour. And of course, the whole thing's going to change again next year. And of course, the whole thing's going to change again. When the public investment fund and the PGA Tour all come together and with the sports group guys, I don't know what they're called again, the sports owners, Arthur Blank and the John Henry and the guys from the Boston Red Sox and Fenway Sports Group, they're all putting in money, and the public investment fund's going to, and they're going to come to some agreement. I was wondering, okay, did the PGA Tour screw it up when they started shopping around and pissed off Yasser and the public investment fund? Did they piss them off enough that they were going to say, well, you know what, we'll just put you guys out of business, you know? And now it looks like it's not going to be. It doesn't look like that's the case, because when Rory came out, and you know, now Rory's changed his tune. Roy. Speaking of Roy, Roy's totally easy. He's done the old flipper flopper. How about the Brooks Koepka's wife, the Jenna Sims? She tweeted out for New Year. She said, "New Year, new Rory." Oh my God! Has he done the flipper flopper? Oh my God! That's the biggest flipper flop. You know, I thought he hated these guys and hated LIV, and I hope they go away, and I hope this, and I hope it never exists, and da 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 da. Now all of a sudden it's maybe we all got to get along, and you know I was probably spoke to. Too quick. Oh, you think? I mean, I think he's finally figured out, this Rory has finally figured out that maybe talking so much is not like in the best interest of his golf game. But everybody's talking because it's the beginning of the year. And of course, here we go again. It's going to be another year of this because they're not going to. They've extended the agreement time until the Masters. Like, you extend it to the Masters, so you get something done, presumably right before the Masters, and then they go to the Masters and they interview all these guys, and all they're talking about is this again instead of the Masters. That doesn't seem good for Augusta. The whole thing is so screwed up. It's absolutely incredible. You know, I got all these thoughts going through my mind all the time. I think about these things. I'm driving around in the car. I think about this. I'm teaching a lesson. I'm thinking about this. I mean, I'm concentrating when I'm doing on the lesson, but I'm also thinking about all these things that I'm reading and this stuff that's going on. And the biggest thought that keeps coming back into my mind is, Yasser and the public investment fund. He's the one who runs the public investment fund, the Saudi money. And then you got the PGA Tour. And I'm thinking, okay, one of these groups is playing checkers, and one of these groups is playing chess. This Yasser has played these guys like a fiddle. I mean, when he went and signed, you know, they went and shopped it around. They said, "Oh, we're going to shop it around." And then he says, "Oh, whoa. We're going to sign John Rahm is what we're going to do." Like immediately. I mean, the ink hadn't even dried. And Rory was like, "They're going to have to change the rules so John Rahm can play in the Ryder Cup." What happened to all these guys can't play in the Ryder Cup? These guys can't play in the Tour. These guys can't play in Now, all of a sudden, everybody's coming back. We can play in the Ryder Cup, which they should be able to. It was stupid. The whole thing is just it's just mind-boggling that this thing could have gotten this screwed up. But now it's coming around. It's coming, and people are like, "Oh, they've ruined golf." And I read this on Twitter, on X. I read this, and I'm like, how are they ruining golf? Listen, for all the people that think, you know, the LIV has ruined golf, like, who are these people that thought professional golf was in great shape anyways? Like, how did you deduct that? They're transitioning out of the Tiger, although Tiger's going to say he's going to come back and play once a month. So, you know, that'll draw an audience. But he's 48 years old. I mean, what do you expect him to do playing once a month in a tournament? And how much is he going to practice? And maybe he'll have a little spurt. I wouldn't put it by him to have a little spurt. But that's not going to all of a sudden carry golf for the next 5 years. Professional golf is not in a great place. I hate to tell you, it's not in a great place. What puts sports in a great place is when you have a dominant, like individual sports, when you have a dominant player, when you have a Tiger Woods. And Tiger carried golf for so long, and he's still carrying golf. When he plays, it's going to be a bigger story than anything. When he's gone, Or when he's playing once a month or playing twice a year like he did last year, golf is not in a great place. So I don't know how you could ruin something. Like these people on Twitter talking about how the LIV's ruining golf. How can you ruin something that's pretty much in a state of disarray anyways? I mean, you got so many things that are like, you know, I mean, the USJ, and they're changing the golf ball, and, you know, and they're going to do this, and they're, you know, now you got that whole thing going on, and you got the PGA Tour, and who are their superstars? I mean, Scottie Scheffler is a great player. He's a great player. He is a fantastic player. I mean, he's tremendous. He's number one player in the world. I mean, he just won the Player of the Year, which was another joke. And John Rahm was Player of the Year. Everybody knows it. They had the vote, and then John Rahm skipped over to LIV, and they make Scottie Scheffler Player of the Year, which is crazy. Which goes to show you. All this prestige that everyone thinks there is with the PGA Tour. And John Rahm theoretically could have waited like a month until they gave him his award and then skipped town. But he skipped town, went to LIV, knowing that if he skips town, they're not going to give him his Player of the Year award, which he rightfully deserves. Scottie Scheffler won two golf tournaments last year. He won Phoenix. He won the Players Championship. Those are nice wins. I give you that. But John Rahm won the Masters. I mean, John Rahm won four times last year, including the Masters. And Scottie Scheffler is the number one player in the world. So they give him the Player of the Year. I mean, geez, Louise, that just divides golf even more, because now he's the Player of the Year on the PGA Tour, but he ain't the Player of the Year in golf, because all the other voting they had with the sports writer, golf writers, and everything else, the corrupt golf media, all those guys, they all voted John Rahm the Player of the Year. So right away, you realize that it's so divided, it's incredible. But anyway, golf needs something big to happen. They need a reset. I said this on Twitter today. I said, golf needs a reset. And that's what golf's going to get. Golf's going to get a reset. And my prediction on this is that I don't know if it's going to take a year. I don't know if it's going to take 2 years. I don't know how long it's going to take. But I personally think that golf is going to be professional golf. When all the dust is settled, I think professional golf is going to be better for this, all these changes. I think it's going to be better. I really, really, really believe in my mind that it's going to be better. And people are like, I'll never watch LIV. Well, don't. You don't have to watch LIV, but somebody will. You know, they're attracting a younger audience. And if you got one league that's attracting a younger audience and one league that's attracting, you know, an older audience, how's that a bad thing? If you got one league that's playing tournaments in one format and one league that's playing tournaments in another format, it gives people a choice of things to watch. If you got one league that shows a lot more golf shots and one league that shows a lot more putting and fluff and stuff, you know, it has a lot more talking heads, then you got two different things going on, and maybe they'll appeal to different audiences. And in the end, there's going to be a consolidation of talent. Like, people are going to come together, and they're going to figure this out. And these players are coming back. I mean, you can. I mean, they're coming back, and all this. Oh, we're gonna fine them, and they're gonna pay for all this, and they're gonna pay for that. Let me tell you what's not gonna happen. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Cameron Smith, John Rahm. Throw in anybody else you want to throw in there. Let me tell you what they're not doing. They are not going to be paying $1 million of fines so they can come back and play on the PGA Tour. They couldn't give a crap about winning a trophy on the PGA Tour. And if people just, and I love to say that because it pisses people off so much because they just cannot even believe that that's possible. It's not possible. They despise, there's certain people just despise the fact that these players are making so much money. They're making so much money and their ship has come in. And you know what? My thought, when somebody's ship comes in and somebody makes a lot of money and somebody does really good, I'm like, man, good for that guy. Like I'm happy for him. Like good for Phil Mickelson. You know, he pissed away a lot of money gambling and LIV came and it made him brand new and then some. You know, that's great. Good for him. John Rahm's ship came in. Good for him. Pat Perez, he played on the PGA Tour forever, but you know what? LIV came along and his ship came in. Good for him. Like Cameron Smith, you know what? He's a great player. You know, he won his major and he could do great. You know, he could do a bunch of corporate outings and he could do a bunch of endorsements and he could win some more golf tournaments and get a few more trophies and he would do great. Or he could just sign with LIV and his ships come in. Good for him. Brooks Koepka, you know, he was injured, didn't know if he's going to get his game back. You know, didn't know how great he was going to be, you know, going forward. And LIV was there and play a little less, and he cares about the majors. That's really what he cares about, anyways. Only got to play 3 days a week, make a bunch of money. Good for him. I like good for all these guys. And the guys that stayed, it didn't take the money. I said it from day one. I said, what in the world could those guys be thinking about? What? How could they not take that money?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And there's touring pros out there that just think, oh, it's the worst thing in the world. You know, no loyalty, PGA Tour major. I get it. I mean, I hear people say it. You know, that's what that everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I talked to quite a few touring pros, and ones that won on the PGA Tour. And I said to them like what would you have done? Well, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm older, so these guys, you know, these guys I talk to are older. What would you have done back in the day? I talked to a bunch of them, okay? And you know what they said? They said, oh, man, give me that money. I talked to another one. You know what he said? Show me the money. That's what he said. Oh, it pisses people off so much when they hear that. But the people that it pisses off are the loud minority. Because when I have people that come and take lessons from me and we talk about golf and we talk about LIV and we talk about all this stuff, everybody I talk to says, man, those guys are doing great. Of course you got to take the money. How could you not take the money? And even Rory. Oh, my gosh. Rory, of all people, Rory says all of a sudden, I can't blame John Rahm for taking the money and doing like what he thought was best for his family. Oh, my God. Oh, God. It's the flip of flop of all flip-flops. There you go. That's it right there. Oh, boy. I got more to talk about. That's all I got for today, though. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. If you have aches and pains, remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. You can get it at voodoopainrelief.com. It is fantastic for arthritis pain, so go on there and check it out. It's 100% guaranteed. And we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.